Today we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Amud Aleph, the first Amud of Perek Rabbi Eliezer D'Mila. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Lo Hevi Kli Me'er of Shabbos Mevi'o B'Shabbos Megula, that if a person forgot to bring the knife for the Bris Mila on Erev Shabbos, you could bring it on Shabbos, meaning you could violate Hotzah, Doraisa, but you should do so with the knife exposed. Everyone could see what you're holding. U'Bisakana, and if it was a time of danger where the government made decrees against doing Mila, so it was dangerous to carry the knife exposed, Mechasehu, you should cover it up, but allow Edim to watch you in advance, covering it up so that you'll always have people that know that you're not just Stam carrying on Shabbos, that you're carrying Dafka, a knife of Bris Mila on Shabbos. V'odam Rabbi Lezer, korsim Edim lasos pchamin, lasos barzel. Then Rabbi Lezer says that on Shabbos, not only are you allowed to do a Bris Mila, you're allowed to chop the wood that will make the fire, that will make the charcoal, that will help you make the barzel to make the knife for the Bris Mila. So all the preparatory work that you need to do in order to do a Bris Mila on Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva said a rule. Kam lacha shef shalasos me'erev Shabbos heina dochas Shabbos. Shef shalasos me'erev Shabbos dochas Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer. He says, no. Any malacha you could have done before Shabbos, you must have done before Shabbos, and you cannot do it on Shabbos. It's only those malachas that you could not have done before Shabbos that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. So Yibayilu hufrek the Gemara the following shayla. Taimid Rabbi Eliezer mishum chabuvei mitzvah odilma. Mishum Chashada. What motivated Rabbi Eliezer's psak that you should carry the knife exposed? Is it because you want to show love for the mitzvah, or is it because you want to avoid any chashad, anyone suspecting you of wrongdoing, so everyone should see that what you're carrying is the knife of the mila? So the main nafkamina, what's the nafkamina between those two reasons? Lasuye mechusa. What if there's not a time of sakana? Lasuye mechusa al pi edim. Can you bring it, the knife, while it's covered, based on edim that see that you're covering it up? Yi amrit mishum chibuve mitzvah, if it's about demonstrating your love for the mitzvah, megula in mechusalo, then you have to bring the knife exposed. You cannot bring it covered up. Eliyam mishum chashada. But if the whole concern is that people will suspect you of wrongdoing, then afil mechusa shaper dami, then even having the knife covered is perfectly fine because you have edim and that will protect you from any sort of chashad. So, my, what's that lacha? Itmar amar b'leivilom Rabbi Eliezer el chabuve mitzvah. That Rabbi Eliezer was only about chibuv mitzvah, about showing love for the mitzvah. Tanya nami hachi mevi'u megula vein mevi'u mechusa divrei Rabbi Eliezer, and Amar Ravashim, that you should dafka bring it exposed, you should not bring it covered up. So you see again that it's clearly about chibuv mitzvah, because if it was about chashada, you'd be allowed to bring it covered up, as long as you had edim that saw you do it. Amar Ravashim, asnisa nami deka, we have a Mishnah. Our Mishnah is Maduik this way, Dikatani Bishas Sakana Mechaseyu Al Pi Edim, because the Mishnah said that Dafka, when it's dangerous, you can cover up the knife based on Edim that see what you're doing. Bisakana in Shalom Bisakana Lo, but that's only when it's dangerous. If it's not dangerous, you're not allowed to do that. Shema Mina Mishum Chubivim Mitzvah Shema Mina. So you see very clearly that the whole issue of bringing a Dafka Megula is because of Chibav Mitzvah. Tanya Idach Mevia Megula Vein Mevia Mechusa Div Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says you could bring it exposed, but you cannot bring it covered up. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, no hagin hayu b'shas sakana she mevin mechusa al pi edim. Now during a shas sakana they used to cover it up and bring it al pi edim covered up. So Yibayilu edim tokamar ihu v'chad. When we say edim, do we mean that it's the guy himself was carrying it plus one other guy, or dilma hu v'trei, or maybe it's the guy himself plus two other guys? So Tashma ubisakana mechaseu al pi edim. We said in the time of sakana you covered it based on edim. Iam bishamachu v'trei shapir. I understand very well if it's him plus two other guys, you'd call that edim. Eliam retu v'chad my edim. But if it's him and one other guy, how can you say that that's edim? He's not an aid about himself, so it's only really one aid. Shiruim lahei b'makom acher. No, it is him and one other guy, and we call them edim because he'd be kosher to say edus in some other circumstance together with this guy. Obviously about this he's not a kosher aid because it's about himself, but about other things together they'd be edim together. Tan Rabban b'makom shel Rabbi Eliezer hayikorsinetsim lasos p'cham and lasos barzel b'shabbos. That in Rabbi Eliezer's location where he was the Marad Asra, they would actually be mechal Shabbos even just for the preparatory work of the Bris Mila. B'makom shel Rabbi Yossi Haglili hayu ochlim basrof b'cholav. And Rabbi Yossi Haglili's town, they used to eat chicken together with milk, and Because Rabbi Yossi Aglili's shita is that it's hatur gomer, that it's not even an isur drabanan. Rabbi Akiva's shita is that it's asur midrabanan. The shita, the chachamim, the way most rishonim understand, is that it's even asur midaraisa. But in the place of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who held that it's hatur gomer, that it's mutter midrabanan, so even midrabanan, it's mutter that used to actually eat chicken and milk. Levi ikla lebe Yosef rishba, krevele resha de tavsa b'chalva. So Levi went to Yosef the trapper, and they brought him a bird, a poultry, with chalav. Lo achal, he didn't need it. When he came to Rabbi Amalei, my lo tisham tinhu, why didn't you put him in chayrim for doing such a thing? Amalei asked him to be d'vamaseira hava. No, because it's Rabbi Yehuda's town, va'amina, dilma, Darsh Luk Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and I assumed maybe he passes like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Did not, because the Mishnah tells us Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer Nemar Lo Sochu Kol Nevela, and Nemar Lo Savashul Gedi B'Chalev Imo. The pasuk says Lo Sochu Kol Nevela, and then immediately afterwards it says Lo Savashul Gedi B'Chalev Imo. So we darsh that there's a connection between the Yisur Nevela and the Yisur Basu B'Chalev. Es Sha Asu Mishum Nevela Asu Levashel B'Chalev, the kind of meat that's Asu Mishum Nevela, you're not allowed to cook with Chalev. Ov Sha Asu Mishum Nevela Yachol Yei Asu Levashel B'Chalev, and therefore I would come to the conclusion that the chicken, which can be asur mishum nevela, if it doesn't get a proper shechita, should be included in the isur basar b'chol midoraisa. Tamal omer b'chalev imo yatzaov shein lo chalavim. That's why it says b'chalev imo. It has to be the kind of animal that has mother's milk, and a bird does not have mother's milk, and therefore it's excluded from the isur basar b'cholav. Am Rabbi Yitzchak here achas hayis beretz sol sheyosim Rabbi Eliezer v'yumesim bezmanim. There was a city that did like Rabbi Eliezer, where they would be do all the malacha on Shabbos for the preparation of bris mila, and they all died in the proper time. They didn't die young. And only that, they once the evil government made a gzeira against the Jewish people about doing bris mila, but that city didn't have this gezeira. Tanya, Mishum Mili Olam, Kol Mitzvah Kivul Aleim B'Simcha, Kigon Mila, Dichsiv Sasan Achel Mersecha, Kamatzi Shal Rav, Adai Nosan Asa B'Simcha. Any mitzvah that we originally accepted B'Simcha, like bris mila, we still do B'Simcha. Kol Mitzvah Kivul Aleim B'Ketata, Kigon Arayos, Dichsiv Yishma Moshe Sa'am Bochel Mishpachosav, Al Iske Mishpachosav, Adai Nosan Asa B'Ketata, Delak Ksuba Delarom, Batigra, that any mitzvah that we originally thought about and we were upset about, like the mitzvah of arayos, that we were upset about the surim to marry those close relatives that we're not allowed to marry, we still have fights over such mitzvahs. And that's why at every single wedding there's always some sort of fight. Tanya, Shimon Elazomer, Kol mitzvah shemasi yisrael atzman aleim lemisa b'shas kzeres malchus kigon avodus chav mamila adayin himuchzekes biadam. Any mitzvah that the Jewish people gave themselves over lemisa at the time of kzeres malchus, like avodah zarah and mila, it's still is a mitzvah that's mechzekes biyadam, that they hold on to strongly. V'kol mitzvah shalamasi Yisrael atzman alehem lemisa b'shas k'zeres hamalchus, and any mitzvah that they didn't give themselves over to misa at the time of k'zeres hamalchus k'gon tefillin adayin himrub biyadam, like tefillin is still something that's shvach for them. Dam Rabbi Amei, tefillin shrichem guf naki k'elisha bal k'nefayim. Tefillin requires a clean body like Elisha bal k'nefayim, the famous person Elisha bal k'nefayim, who is mostly nefesh for tefillin. Maihi, what's the example? Rabbi, what's the story? What does it mean to be to have a gufnaki? Am Rabbi Shlo Yefiach Behem, not to pass gas in them. Rava Amar Shlo Yishen Behem, not to sleep in the tefillin. Vamaykor le Elisha Bal Knafayim. Why did they call this character Elisha Bal Knafayim of all the titles to give a person? They originally made a gzeira that anyone who puts tefillin on their head, they're gonna bust his skull and they're gonna smash his brain. But this Elisha, he was brave and he put on tefillin and he went out into the market. And a certain officer saw him and he ran away from him and he chased after him. Once the guy caught up to him, he took her off of his head and he put it in his hands. And the officer said, "What's in your hand?" He said, "It's a dove's wings that are in my hand." He opened up his hands and that was miraculously, that's what was inside of his hands, was the dove's wings. And that's why they called him Bal Knafayim. Why did he dafka choose a dove's wings as the claim of what's in his hands? And he didn't say any other bird. Because the Jewish people are like a dove. Just like Yonah is protected by its wings, so too the Jewish people people are protected by mitzvos. So if you wanted an example of what the wings of what the tefillin represents, it represents mitzvos, which protect us just like the wings of a dove protect a dove. Okay, we'll stop there, and Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up at the two dots at the bottom of the page.